Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
There was a big boom this morning on East 36th Street. A blast underground. Our Sonia Rincon is there and has a live report.
Yeah, this happened right at the entrance and exit to the Queens Midtown Tunnel here at 2nd Avenue and East 36th Street at around 8 o'clock this morning. Now, I spoke with a man who was in a taxi on 2nd Avenue, stopped at a light, says all of a sudden he felt that boom. He felt a jolt, felt the vehicle lift up, and he smacked his head on the roof of the taxi and it filled up with smoke. There was a blast under the street, under that taxi that sent it up into the air, and this man was taking his 13-year-old son to school. The two of them were not injured. The taxi driver was taken to a hospital with some minor aches and pains to be checked out. Now, Con Ed says the blast under the street was the result of some construction. That's why there were all these metal plates here. An old gas line that was no longer needed was being removed to make room for brand new water and sewer lines the Department of Design and Construction is putting in. A worker sawed the gas line and it triggered this blast a little further down the line under this metal construction plate that the taxi was on. Con Ed says it is looking into what caused this. No one else was hurt. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds, live on 2nd Avenue.
Hurricane Dorian has officially made landfall on the Outer Banks. We will see some effects from the storm here in New York and New Jersey as the day progresses. With more now from AccuWeather, let's check in live with meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Larry, that landfall came at 8:35 this morning at Cape Hatteras. In the last 90 minutes, the eye has moved off the Outer Banks, but the eyewall still producing 90-mile-per-hour winds on some of the Outer Banks. And that area, the Outer Banks and up into southeast Virginia, will get pounded by the storm as it continues to move off the shoreline and into the open waters of the Atlantic. It'll move to the north and east and accelerate a bit here as we go through the day. The center of the storm will pass by about 200 miles to our south and east later this afternoon through tonight and be out of our hair by tomorrow morning. But in the meantime, we've got showers starting to push into the city here in the next hour or so. Those showers will continue tonight and into early tomorrow, especially east of the city. Strongest winds from this will be down the Jersey Shore and eastern parts of Long Island, gusts to 40, 45 miles per hour. In the city, we expect gusts to 30 miles per hour during the heart of the showers tonight. We'll keep you up to date minute by minute on New York's weather station, 1010. Winds.
New York City beaches are closed today and tomorrow because of dangerous rip currents. No swimming, no surfing. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy is asking everyone to stay off the beaches. New York State lawmakers seeking to put an end to annoying robocalls hold a hearing today in Manhattan. They'll gather testimony on new technologies and potential legislation that would help decrease the number of robocalls and spoof calls. The New York Department of State is seeking a remedy that would require all providers of automated dialing services to register all the New York State caller ID phone numbers that they use. There's also a push to increase civil penalties for robocall violators. We've seen videos recently of NYPD officers hit with objects and doused with water. Now there's a video of an officer confronted by a milk thrower in the Bronx. Police Commissioner James O'Neill spoke about it on WFAN.
I don't know if this is news to New Yorkers. Disrespecting cops, this isn't something that just started happening in 2019. We've been dealing with this for a long time, and I'm glad it's come to the surface.
Police are looking for the person who threw milk on an officer in a confrontation outside an apartment building fire on the Grand Concourse. Residents accused police of overreacting with pepper spray. An Amber Alert issued on Long Island this morning has been canceled. Police say 3-year-old Vanessa Tennant Mitchell has been found and is safe. The alert was issued for the girl and her mother after a domestic dispute ended with shots fired. Lieutenant Susan Ralph of the Southampton Police says 46-year-old Andrew Mitchell was shot 4 times at his home in Flanders last night. He was airlifted to the hospital in stable condition. It's unclear what's happened to the mother, 42-year-old Pachita Tennant. We told you yesterday about new evidence tampering charges against Fotis Doulos and his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, regarding the disappearance in May of Doulos' wife, Jennifer. But investigators apparently don't feel comfortable bringing murder charges against the pair without a body, at least not yet. Fotis Doulos has spoken with NBC News, insisting he had nothing to do with his wife going missing.
Do you believe Jennifer is alive?
I do.
Against all circumstantial evidence or common understanding of it?
I'd like not to discuss this.
But in your mind,
per my attorney's advice, so I think
I understand.
Should.
But in your mind, she's alive.
Yes.
That was an excerpt from Dateline NBC. That interview will air on Monday on Channel 4. The Transport Workers Union is making some big plans if it is not satisfied with the progress of contract talks with the MTA. TWU Local 100 President Tony Utano has asked the union's nearly 40,000 MTA workers to be ready to rally outside MTA headquarters in Lower Manhattan late next month. That could bring business to a halt in the small streets of the financial district. The union has been working without a contract since May. Facebook and Google are in for some more public scrutiny. The Wall Street Journal says that in addition to ongoing federal investigations, state attorneys general will be looking into the companies for possible antitrust violations. About three dozen AGs, led by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, will look into the impact Google has had on digital advertising markets. And the journal says New York Attorney General Letitia James will lead an investigation into Facebook. As we told you recently, some New Jersey highway and parkway service areas are being closed, or at least partially closed, for renovations. Today it's the Vince Lombardi's turn. It's located on the Turnpike in Ridgefield. The existing facility will be demolished and a new one constructed, hopefully in time for Memorial Day 2020. In the meantime, there will be limited service in the form of porta-potties and food trucks. Gasoline will not be available. As we told you recently, some New Jersey highway and parkway service areas are being closed, or at least partially closed, for renovations. Today it's the Vince Lombardi's turn. It's located on the Turnpike in Ridgefield. The existing facility will be demolished and a new one constructed, hopefully in time for Memorial Day 2020. In the meantime, there will be limited service in the form of porta-potties and food trucks. Gasoline will not be available.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.